Actor reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
In thy name we shall start. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of Arab English Radio, sisters and brothers from all around the world. Well, I hope you're doing well and everything is just fine with you. I'm Asma, I'd be your host for today's episode, and we have two very dear guests, Brother Abdullah and Brother Dawood. Assalamu alaikum, first thing first, and then as the ritual of this program goes, I would like you to introduce yourself very much briefly.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. I am Dawood. I have studied English language teaching. I got my master's degree in English language teaching.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi. I would like to call myself a knowledge seeker. I do specialize in Quran and Hadith.
Very nice. And from where?
I'm from down under, Australia.
Well, in today's episode, we're going to talk about holy trips and the reasons behind them. Well, there are many certain occasions in our Islamic calendar that we go for holy trips. Like Arba'in is the most conspicuous one and the most dominant one that we could talk about. Why do people have that intention to go for holy trips at the first hand?
You know, first of all, when we talk about a holy trip, we will have to accept some standards. For example, when we talk about a holy trip, we are believing in some certain relationship with our infallible imams who have a very strong powers with regard to their followers. And they have been martyred in different places, and the people, traditionally speaking, in our Islamic Shiite rituals are always planning to visit their martyrdom place. Like people in Arba'in have a unanimous movement. It is a collective thought of all the Shiite followers to come together to visit. There is a sense of unity when the people are coming together to visit Karbala and actually to gain power and wisdom from Imam himself.
So, Brother Abdullah, Do we do these holy trips for Islamic principles?
Ultimately, it's up to the person, because you know many people go to these shrines for their own reasons. Like the brother Dawood mentioned, we have a set reason, right? If you want to go to these shrines, because we have been told by the Prophet, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to seek closeness to Allah through this individual. That's the ultimate reason why anyone should visit the imam.
These are the mediators.
Yeah, so if anyone, why should, that's the reason. But then a lot of people go to these places for fun, for example. Most people, like, they go visit even out of religious duty, but they don't even understand why they're going. Because everyone is going, so I'm going to go.
You mean it's example, just like a certain ordinary trip?
Yeah, exactly. So it depends. I'll give you this example. I was going to Imam Ridha alayhi salam in Mashhad, and I was on the train, and there was this, you know, between the two carriages. And then there was this guy came to next to him, and he was having a conversation. Yeah. And I said, oh, you're going to Mashhad too? You're going to visit Imam Ridha? You know, people go for different reasons. Like Arba'in, for example, like you mentioned, a lot of people that I speak to as they're walking.
Of course.
They say that it became like a habit. You know
I should
mean?
Say that they go for that city for fun, not for specifically having in mind going for a holy trip.
No, so sometimes a person goes for fun, like in the first story that I mentioned, but then sometimes people go to the holy shrines, mm-hmm. but they don't know where they're going. They're just going for fun. Okay, so for example, in Iraq, I met a lot of people. Like every Friday they would go to Karbala. I'm like, why are you guys going to Karbala? I was like, oh, this is something that we do. Or my friend is going, I'm going with them.
So, habit formation.
Yes, a habit. So each person at the end of the day, this is the point I'm trying to get at, each person who goes to these shrines have a point in mind or have a goal in mind. Sometimes mm-hmm. I go to them because I have a need. You know,
I'm in need.
Yeah, so I'm poor, I got through a problem, I go to the imam, please help me solve this issue for me. Sometimes, no, I actually go out of love for the imam. Sometimes, no, I'm seeking intercession from the imam. So each person at the end of the day goes to a specific reason or purpose they have. But ultimately, we should obviously go to them seeking nearness to Allah.
Yes, because for whatever reason it is, at the end of the day, they are so kind. And I guess the kind of mercy they would have upon us would finally manifest itself in a way or so. So let's go for a break and then we'll be back to see the rest of today's discussion. Yes, holy trips and the consequences of these journeys, the effects that they would have upon our soul. We're talking about that. This is Back to Reality. I am Asma, your host, and then Brother Abdullah and Brother Dawood are here to help us know more about these holy trips. So, people have got different reasons to go for holy places. But the normal thing that would come to our mind is that when someone wants to get improved, when someone wants to get closer to Allah, and when someone wants the curtains to fall and then see the truth beyond the actions they do and to get blessings from Allah, they go for holy trips. Now, the question is, can I sit in my place and go for a holy trip?
Probably yes. Why not? We can stay in my place and have a holy journey from the place I am residing. I would like to pay tribute to Imam with my heart. Heart speaks to the heart. So it is possible for me to stay in my place and have a holy journey. However, it isn't equal with when I'm leaving my place and traveling to the destination because of my need. Yes, my brother mentioned about having fun. I agree with that. I cannot say it is the manner of habit. Yes, we enjoy sometimes visiting out of fun. However, I have seen a lot of examples where people are enduring much difficulty to reach that destination. So it is not equal with something like what we do when we are traveling to beach or to the sea to enjoy swimming or doing lots of fun activities.
Mm-hmm.
When we travel to a holy destination like Imam Shrines, for example, people travel from a far, far away cities to reach the holy city of Mashhad and to stay a few days within the vicinity of Imam. It is to seek peace and comfort. It is absolutely meant to gain some benefits. And one of the things that we will get is to communicate with Imam. We believe in our teaching of Shiite sect that Imam is always present and high and living. So I always communicate to Imam to gain wisdom, to gain confidence, to gain peace of mind upon my return. So I have always felt, and I cannot consciously account for the reason. However, I see that people upon their return to their home feel like there is a cleanse of thought and mind and heart. They feel like they are very different kind of person when they have returned. They feel
if they do that out of just habitual things that they are used to. So we see that many elderly people, they do their prayings and they do all the things they've been asked to, Islamically actually, if we look from the Islamic point of view, they used to do that as if it has become a habit for them, but still that would help them improve their creed and still it would have its blessings and and benefit on them. So all I wanted to say when I said that we could have that holy trip at the same time that we're sitting in our place was the thing that we recited when we go to holy shrines. We say that, أشهد أنك تسمع كلامي وترد جوابي. So I testify that you are listening to me, you listen my word, and then you answer it back. So according to this, I would say that the same thing could be applied to the holy journey. If I do not go to any shrine, I sit at home, I pray, and then I open my hearts for Allah. The same thing could be applied to Him. He Himself is going to be so close to me and is going to answer all the things that I'm going to talk to Him. So, but before we get to know more about Brother Abdullah's point of view, let's go for a short break, and this is just the cliffhanger.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Welcome back. This is the last part of today's episode, and I hope you enjoyed it up until now. So, Brother Abdullah, we're all ears.
Well, before the break, you were saying that where a person can just journey in his mind to ziyarah. Well, obviously, this is possible, especially for people who can't do ziyarah, because you have to take that into consideration. Because sometimes, I remember the story that person came to Imam al-Sadiq. Imam al-Sadiq says to him, have you visited Karbala? My grandfather, Imam Hussein, is like, no. He's like, in a year. He's like, no, about a month, week. He's like, no. He's like, because obviously it's a distance from Medina to Karbala.
Yeah.
And it's like, the least you could do is go on top of your roof.
Exactly.
Go towards Karbala and say, Salamika Aba Abdullah. You know, as simple as that. So sometimes when it comes to ziyarah, if you have the capacity to go, this is also emphasized on. It is recommended.
Because it's a different thing to be there.
Yeah, exactly. Obviously, it's not the same, because even Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, one day he was sick. He paid someone. He gave him money. He's like, go to the shrine for Imam Hussein and pray for me there, because the dua under his dom is mustajab.
Exactly.
So obviously, when you go there, it's not the same when you're sitting at home. But, you know, as we say that...
But for those who do not have the situation.
Exactly. So whether you don't have the capacity to go, whether you have work or you have studies, or, you know, it's like it's an annual trip for you, you can always...
Or if I want to do it every day and it's not possible for me.
Actually, we recommend it to do ziyarah every day. Like, one of the recommendations is that you read ziyarah Ashura every day. You know, you do salam to Imam Hussein. People, or me personally, like after each salah that I do, I say, Assalamu alaikum Aba Abdullah. Like he said, أَشْهَدُ أَنَّكَ تَرَى مَقَامِي وَتَسْمَعَ كَلَامِي. He sees you and he replies to you. So you can always do these mind trips. And you can, one of my friends that I actually know, this guy, he reached the next level. And I'm talking back in Australia, we're continents away from Karbala. This guy, every time he says, Assalamu alaikum Aba Abdullah, so he reached this level of iman with the imam that he actually can reply to him. So you don't have to be specifically in Karbala. Or I've seen so many people in Karbala themselves, but they were like, they had such disrespect to the imam himself, like inside his own shrine. So it's not a criteria that you say you must go. And no, so you can do a mind trip in yourself. You can actually reach connection to Imam Hussein even when you're further away.
Everywhere you are, you can have that experience of a holy trip. And the idea behind it is to go through a purification, because at the end of these sort of trips, the thing that happens to you is that you feel like you have been born right now, and everything about your life has gone through a full stop, and then you're going to start from the beginning. So, I wish you an enjoyable life. Stay tuned to IRB English Radio, Back to Reality. Thank you for being with us until another session. I just bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي let the ummah rise again let us see daylight again once again